So this is part three of the Shabbat HaGadol series. The first part we did the options in the last three psukim of the Haftarah of Shabbat HaGadol, which are the last three psukim of Malachi, which are the last three psukim of Nevi'im, and talked about whether that matters or not, and the key questions about what the role of Eliyahu is. In the second part, we talked about the positions in the Mishnah and Tosefta about what the role of Eliyahu is. Culminating with the position of the Chachamim cited in the Mishnah but not in the Tosefta, Eliyahu comes al rechek v'lekarev, ela la'asot shalom ba'olam. So one thing we didn't mention is that the opening line of the Mishnah, the Kabbalah, Rabbi Shuk cites the name of Yochanan ben Zakkai, is she'en Eliyahu ba'la tamei l'ter l'recheik u'l'karev. When that line is repeated by the Chachamim, they say lo l'recheik u'l'karev, they don't mention l'tamei l'teher. And the truth is that the line l'tamei l'teher doesn't appear later, doesn't appear in any position other than the opening position. Okay. If that means something, I leave it again to you to make significance of that. So we're going to start with the commentary of the Ravit Idios. So the Ravit says, Tumah v'tara, paslut v'hechsher kamar, v'chein rechuk v'karov, ela shatumah hu paslut gamur, rechuk v'karov, hu vlad pagum shamru chachamim. Right? So his first distinction is, it's all about genealogy, but Tumah and Tara are is the Oraisa, and Rechuk and Kiruv is the Rabbanan. Iname ha-tumah psul kahuna. Right? So the first position is that we start with the Deoraisa and we go down to the Rabbanan. The second position is that we start with the Yisrael and we go up or down as you choose, right, to the, in seriousness, to the Psul Kuna. Okay. Ela l'rachek et ha-mekurovim bizroa, dichsi v'heshi levavot albanim v'chulei. I don't know if the Rabbi had a girsa in which that the Pasuk actually shows up earlier in the Mishnah as opposed to the last line. But he says clearly, right, that the it's because the Pasuk says this, that mashmalei al kiruv mishpacha kamar. He thinks avod albanim means it relates to family matters. You can decide whether that's compelling or not. Then he has apparently there's some versions that are bishmal as opposed to bishimon. That's a common typo. Says lashvot et hamachloket. He doesn't talk about the position of where it's only one way. The karev v'lo l'rachik. Shimon says lashvot et hamachloket sheyesh bein chachamim b'divrei Torah. So it sounds like he understands this as a generic claim. The only limitation is, right, is to, right, and is Rav Shimon wants to dispute to solve all machlokot, not just machlokot about genealogy. And then the move is going to be from Rabbi Shimon, who talks about machlokot within Torah, to the Chachamim, who talk about shalom ba'olam. And that's why there's another girsa issue whether it should be shalom ba'olam or shalom b'nehem. And b'nehem would be really interesting in controversy, right, in contrast to Lashvot Machloket B'nei Chachamim, Lasot Shalom B'neihem, but probably that's not it. Probably Lashvot Machloket is within the Chachamim, and then Lasot Shalom has to be without the Chachamim. So who does that, what does it mean to go beyond the Chachamim? Well, first of all, how do we get it to be Machloket within the Chachamim if it says Avodu Banim? So he says, Kilomar, Ala Chukim V'Mishpatim, Yeshavel Lev Avot Im Lev Habanim, Shlotiyeh od machloket b'nehem. Okay, so fathers and sons really just become generic representations of chachamim. That I think is pretty obviously not compelling. Some people will try to argue that avodah are chachamim and banim are talmidim, but are really we want talmidim not to be cholik when this that part interpretation I think is really not compelling. Mechilas kvado. Kilomar. Lasot shalom liYisrael min haUmot, to create peace for the Jews from the nations. Ulvasera talm biyat haGoel, and to tell them about the coming of Messiah. V'zeh yom echad lifnei biyat haMashiach, and this is one day before Mashiach comes. Okay, so what is levavot albanim? Levavot vehabanim asher nafal bahem morach upachad uberchu ele mipo veele mipo bnei tzaratam. So the Jews who have escaped into exile because of their fear. Yeshuvu tam hayom legvurato v'yeshuvu eilet eile v'yachemu zeh b'zeh. So v'yeshiv levo banim levo yelvo tam means we're consoling each other in the aftermath of exile. I have to say that this also really fails to compel me as an interpretation of it. Like, assumes not something not in evidence is that everybody's already been restored. That just comes from the fact that Eliyahu is coming through to tell them about the redemption, which is not in the psukim, and then
He's not really Meshiv Levavot Albanim, but what he does is going to be Meshiv Levavot Albanim, and everyone else, and Yisrael Niyamot, like, that doesn't even seem to come out of the Pesukim at all, because Yisrael Niyamot are neither the Avot nor the Banim. It's really a very mysterious interpretation. It doesn't seem really to come from the verse at all, so far as I can tell. I welcome suggestions as to how the Ravid gets the Chachamim position better out of it. And I think that it's really quite an astounding position. On the Yom Echad of Tevet HaMashiach, if you look at the written Vartara last week, you'll see that that there's a position outside the name of Psikta that is 3 days. And so we talk about the position, I believe the Shoshanim David, that, did I get that right? No, the Keter HaMelech, that Eliyahu might come 1 day or 3 days before, depending on whether we are worthy of redemption or not. Okay. But that seems to be the Ravid's overall thing. The major contribution I think he makes is that he does talk about the Pesukim as the, that the Penavovi Keti Taris Kerem, the negative that ends Malachi, goes back to the failure to Zichrot Rebbe Shavdi. Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming to prevent that. Eliyahu HaNavi comes because we've already been Zochir throughout Moshe Avdi, and that seems to suggest Eliyahu doesn't come inevitably. maybe? I don't know. That I'll leave open to you. Right? So he says that V'had Iksiv V'Sefer Dikra Penavobi Kesi Aretz Chayram. The dot kulam, everyone agrees, ala mikra hu rishon hu chozer, that goes back to the beginning of the section, the kachu perisho, remember the Torah of Moshe Avdiyash, which I commanded the Chorev, v'im tizkeru, and if you remember them, hinei anochi yishaleach l'chemet Eliyahu Navi. So, talked about also in several different Torah, that the notion of Eliyahu Navi coming inevitably, the position of Rabbi Yeshua, perhaps, that redemption is inevitable because God, if we fail, God will send Eliyahu to force redemption. So that seems to be contraindicated by the Ravid. He doesn't read it that way. He thinks that Eliyahu Navi comes only if we remember throughout Moshe Avdi. If not, kind of Havovai Kesis Aretz Cherem. Maybe that will bring redemption to the end. I don't know. Cherem is a pretty serious final thing. Right. He says very clearly, V'im Tizkeru Lo Avo. Right. So Yom Hashem. Right. Kilmer Zichru Torati Pen Havovai Kesis Aretz Cherem. V'im Tizkeru Lo Avo. Alright, so I guess the Rebbe would have to say that in case the Arsa Aris Kerem isn't total destruction either. It's just bad. Okay. So much for the Rebbe's interpretation. I think that he tells us that all the genealogical positions come from taking Avot and Banim in some sense literally. I think that is right. He says Lashvot Machloket is generic. That's hard. And he says, L'asot shalom ba'olam is between the Jews and the non-Jews, but it doesn't relate to Yeshiv Levavot Albanim. That what happens amongst the Jews after that, that's really, really hard to accept. Okay, here is the Rambam. And we're not going to be exhaustive, right? Here I should tip my hand. I'm not trying to give you exhaustive array of interpretations of the Mishnah. What I'm trying to do is set up the Me'iri. But the Ravid is kind of a baseline, I think. Although I find it a very unconvincing baseline, honestly, in many of its details. As you can tell, we feel that's good. The Rambam says the following, with the caveat always that the Rambam is a translation from the Arabic, I don't read Arabic. I'm not aware of major differences in translation, but I haven't checked, I think, to my usual standards for differences in translation. So there could be, and if someone calls attention to a difference between the various translations on this issue, please be in touch with me. So, the Rambam begins by saying that halacha Moshe Mitzinai doesn't mean that the text of somebody's statement is halacha Moshe Mitzinai. It just means Moshe talked about this generally. It's in Torah, we can interpret Torah that way, maybe. Okay, right? So, Lefisha Moshe Odia Biata Mashiach Mifurash Batorah. Right. Moshe tells you about redemption explicitly in the Torah. Right. God will collect us from the four corners of the earth, and God will circumcise your heart, and many others. And Moshe also told them, B'shem Hashem, and here the Rambam doesn't quote Pesukim, but what will come before the Messiah? That a person will come before him to prepare the world Lachshirat Olam, maybe, right? And maybe to prepare the world, right, means to improve the world to the point where it deserves redemption. That certainly is a serious possibility. That's what Lachshir means here. Not because Lachshir means to make kosher, but because that's what is the necessary preparation. That's Elio. And he told them, that this person will neither add nor subtract from the Torah because of Zichrut Torah Moshavti. Rather, what he will do is he will remove the twisted, right, the twisted evil actions. That's a very strong claim, for the first two positions at least, that he's removed all evil actions. And but let's see how the Rambam plays out. It's important for the Rambam to say, there is, everyone agrees, that's the Kabbalah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Eliyahu is going to come and he's going to remove Maaseha Avil from the world. The question is, what is the flaw in the world that Eliyahu is going to remove? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ki Avil Sheyesalek Hu Harchakat Adam Pasul Biyuchuso, Shenaaseh Kasher Bizroa, Vekiruv Adam Kasher Shurchak Mekal Kuna Kal Yisrael Bizroa. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says the Avil Eliyahu will remove is the genealogical Avil either way, again by force. Now, why that has to be done, you have to have a much deeper sense of the importance of genealogy than I do to think that that's the thing that Eliyahu has to do before redemption, to be not true in the world. And they give us a mashal, an example, right, that the two families that it happened about, and then Rambam goes into a tangent about the Chachamim. The avoidance of Lashon Hara, because they don't name the family that was Bizroa, because there's no reason to mention them. He doesn't mention the Sinon either. And of course, it's also possible that we can say, you know, against this position that they've forgotten which family it was. Okay, but that this is, I think, a very reasonable reading. I think that's the way the Gemara reads it. That's the way the Gemara tradition reads it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kein Avil Ela Verhachakat HaKasher Bilvad. Okay, so Rita says there's nothing wrong here, except the other way, where we talked about that, right? Why, right, nominalism and realism and those, in terms of Mamzeres and issues like that. The Chachamim Omerim, Ein Avil Biyuchsin, Kol Anikravish Mivachulit. Right, so the Chachamim say, and I think the Rambam's formulation could be important here, not the Chachamim say, no, that's not all he'll do. It's not the Chachamim say, yeah, he'll do that, right? That's wrong, of course. It's just not Eliyahu's job. I'm going to say, in the end of days, ain't Avil Biyuchsin, right? There is, this is not a substantive flaw. If the wrong people are in and out, why? Because Kol Nikra V'Shmi V'Chulei. So that's a pasuk, right? That's a pasuk which Chazal use. Kol Nikra V'Shmi V'Chodi B'Rativ Yitzertiv Afesitiv. And that's a pasuk that Chum used to say that everything has to be done, right? Everything was created to praise God. And everything has a purpose, and you can say yes, but everything has to have its proper purpose. If you put in the wrong yichus, then it's not doing anything. But I think the Rambam is saying no. Like really, every human being has their purpose, and their purpose is avodas Hashem. And yichus is something that's important for the structure of a society, but not ontologically significant. I think open to interpretations about that as well. But that's the line we have in this translation, which I'm taking off very long. Equals hakol mityachasin el ha'emet v'haturahi av lakol. Okay, so the Rambam here is echoing the line of the pasuk, but he tells you you're wrong about yichus because everybody's yichus, true yichus, is the truth. We're human beings, and our genealogical relation with this is reminiscent of his letter to Ravadi Yager, that converts really become descendants of Abraham Avinu. Because they represent, right, because they're his students. The students are the real representatives because they share ideas. Everybody, and he doesn't even specifically relate to Jews here, but maybe in context, that's his implication. Although, except all human beings, right, the Rambam conversion is full, right, there's no difference, right, at all between converts and Jews ontologically. And he says, everyone really is a descendant of the truth. And the Torah is the father of us, of everything, or of us all. The Torah av lakol. Avel avel, so now the question is, okay, so there's, yichusin are wrong, so what is the avel, again, that Eliyahu has to fix in order for redemption to come? Again, how we know Eliyahu will succeed in this is a separate question. Avel Avel, hu hasin'ah sheyesh bein bnei adam. The Avel is hatred. The vishi sin'at chinam, because that hatred is pointless. It's free. Like, so is all hatred pointless? No, but the fundamental hatreds of people are based on nothing because they treat yichus as more, I guess, because they treat physical yichus as more significant than yichus to the truth, right? Their tribalism would be the modern term. So that, if the Rambam is saying that's a very strong claim, that the cause of human hatred generally, not I think interpersonal hatred, but of human hatred generally, which is hatred of people become right in groups. That is sinat chinam. Who ose lo avel besinato oto, and you do somebody else a wrong by hating them. Who amru la so shalom ba'olam. So Leah will come along, and he will teach us that this, and he will resolve this wrong. Now, how he will resolve this wrong, the Rambam doesn't say, and what the purpose of resolving this wrong, like why that's necessary for redemption, the Rambam doesn't say at all either. In other places, the Rambam says that mitzvot have three purposes: to perfect the perfect one's ideas, character, or body. But really, perfecting one's character or body are just preparations for perfecting one's ideas, because the idea is everybody should know the truth. So that would suggest that for the Rambam, the removal of hatred is a way of getting everyone to relate properly to the truth, which is what redemption means. Like, call me Tiachas in El Hemet. On the other hand, what he says is that you come to be maybe Shalom Ba'olam. So Shalom Ba'olam is the condition, which means a condition in which human beings don't hate each other for reasons of yichus, I think. That is the precondition of redemption. I still think that in the Rambam, right, that's the precondition for redemption. Redemption is everybody living out their relationship to the truth. But we'll have to see how that plays out in the next section when we deal with Meir.